They are one of the largest recipients of NIH funding. Their scientists played a substantial role in developing more than half the cancer drugs approved by the FDA in the last 5 years. Dana-Farber Cancer Institute has been making one advanced cancer discovery after another for over 75 years. At Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
A tanker accident and possible sanctions, new headaches for Iran, and President Macron of France heads to China to push for more open trade.
The Chinese government would like to be sure that the French and the Europeans would be on China's side, or at least not on the side of the Trump administration.
This is the Marketplace Morning Report, live from the BBC World Service. I'm Anu Anand. Good morning. French President Emmanuel Macron begins a three-day tour in China today. His aim is to get China to open up more, and that's a rare policy goal he shares with President Trump. France's trade deficit with China is its biggest bilateral trade gap, but according to Professor Steve Tsang of the China Institute at the School of African and Oriental Studies in London, that is not Beijing's biggest concern.
The Communist Party of China must maintain control and therefore stability and order and prosperity in China. So between the two, they will come down with China first.
How is President Macron's message likely to go down, do you think?
Well, President Macron will be sending a series of messages. Most of them will be well received in China because Xi Jinping wants that relationship to go well. But if President Macron is going to ask China to open its markets across the board for French, European and international investments, I think he is going to get a bit of pushback there.
China did announce an opening up of its financial sector after President Trump's visit. Now, are there other Chinese sectors that could follow suit?
Well, there would be some kind of a general commitment on the part of the Chinese government to have better access. But if what Macron is going to ask for is full reciprocity in terms of market access, the Chinese government will have to draw a line. The Chinese government will not be able to allow France to get that access, lest the Trump administration will ask for the same.
Now, France is seeking deals on Airbus aircraft in China. What does China want from France during this trip, or indeed from the EU?
What the Chinese are worried about is that even though at the moment Xi Jinping has a good personal relationship with Trump, Trump is unreliable and unpredictable, and he can turn against China in the coming year. And when that happens, the Chinese government would like to be sure that the French and the Europeans would be on China's side, or at least not on the side of the Trump administration.
Professor Steve Tsang at the China Institute at SOAS. Let's do the numbers. As President Macron kicks off his tour, the French CAC is up 16 points, or 0.31%. China's Hang Seng ended up 84 points, or 0.28%. Meanwhile, global oil prices are little changed after an Iranian oil tanker carrying about $60 million worth of ultra-light crude collided with a Chinese freight ship in the East China Sea over the weekend. As the tanker burned, rescuers have been searching for its 32 crew members. So will that tanker accident have a wider impact? Well, later this week, the U.S. decides if it reimposes sanctions on Iran, something President Trump has talked about. Nick Coleman is senior editor of Oil News at S&P Global Platts.
Well, we still need to know exactly what's going to happen with this tanker, but it seems to be sinking. And if we have a major oil spill, that's really bad news for the Iranians. And it comes at a really bad time for the Iranians because there is a possibility that the United States is going to reimpose sanctions on Iran, possibly with a decision on Friday by President Donald Trump. So the timing, the pressure on Iran is pretty bad. And then there's also the question of, you know, the actual situation in the East China Sea where this accident has happened. How do the authorities actually respond to this? If there is a major oil spill, it could involve cooperation between China and South Korea. That could be a test, really, of the two countries' readiness and their ability to work together.
Nick Coleman of S&P Global Platts. Now, we go to Sudan. Police use tear gas to disperse hundreds of people protesting the price of bread. And that price has doubled since the government eliminated subsidies this week under Sudan's latest budget. Now, Sudan is an oil producer and the U.S. lifted sanctions on the country in October. So why the unrest? Abdul Hamid Abbas of the BBC's Arabic service explains.
I think the government keep raising the prices of food and oil and everything because they're looking for more resources, because they used to count on oil from South Sudan. A lot of people think the government has enough resources for a good life for its citizens, but they are accusing the government of overexpenditure on security services and military and corruption. Also, the government is trying to convince investors from out the country to come and invest in the country, but it's not a good environment for investors to come and do business in this country because of corruption, because some people think you have to bribe officials to do business in Sudan. The government kept using American sanctions as an excuse for the poor quality of the life of Sudanese people. And they kept repeating that it's going to be like heaven after lifting these sanctions. But people believe that that was just a big lie because it has nothing to do with sanctions. It's all about poor administration, poor managing of the resources, corruption and overexpenditure on security services and army.
The BBC's Abdul Hamid Abbas. Finally, for better or for worse, richer or poorer, apparently not. Here in the UK, it's Divorce Monday after the holiday spending binge. Solicitors say the first working day back in the new year is when they get the most calls from couples looking for advice. And you guessed it, money tensions cause the most strife. I'm Anu Anand with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.